Welcome to the WP AOG podcast, brought to you by the Association of Graduates. Tune in as we continue our mission of making the Long Gray Line the most highly connected alumni body in the world. Reporting directly from the United States Military Academy at West Point, let's go Army!
Welcome to the very first episode of the brand new WP AOG podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lyons, class of 83, proud to be, and the major giving officer at the Association of Graduates, primarily for the state of Texas. Today, we will hear from the Career Services Department and learn about some of the ways they have been helping our alumni transition to the rapidly changing work environment, especially in the tech space search. Just last year alone, the career team helped over 200 old grads transition with job placements. Let's jump into another success story with a class of 1980 graduate, Miguel Gutierrez, an assistant director of career services at the AOG, and a 2018 grad, Hannah Dalem.
Hello, everyone. My name is Miguel Gutierrez. I am from the West Point Association of Graduates Career Services team, and I'm honored today to speak with Hannah Dalem, who's class of 18, Cadet Company F3. She branched Adjutant General Corps, and her current role is as a project manager with Index AR Solutions in Williamsburg, Virginia. So with that, I want to welcome Hannah. So Hannah, please tell us a little bit about your current role and a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me on today. So as you said, I am currently a project manager for Index AR Solutions in Williamsburg, Virginia. We develop interactive ebooks and augmented reality mobile applications, mostly for large utilities, and they assist with training and performing jobs in the field. I absolutely love working here. They place such an emphasis on servant leadership. My CEO, Dan Arzinski, class of 78, has worked really hard to establish that servant leadership in our work culture. Our mission is people first, and we help workers with their jobs and safety. So definitely a wonderful place for a West Pointer to be at. And we already have 3 West Pointers here at the company.
Hannah, thank you. So I'd like to start off with asking you a couple of questions about your path and how you got to where you are today. So let's start off with, how did you first learn about the West Point Association of Graduates Career Services team?
I learned about AOG Career Services through a friend, Molly Prinz, class of 2017. When I was in my job search, she mentioned that our career services team was phenomenal. So I looked into it.
Excellent. So did you reach out to the career services team while you were still on active duty or afterwards?
I reached out to career services after I transitioned out of the Army to change my career path. Immediately after the Army, I did start going to grad school for my MBA. I began working for a tennis not-for-profit, and I oversaw and taught at the Special Olympics. I ran a tennis program for underserved youth, and I managed wheelchair tennis. I was doing that for about a year, and then I began my job search in the beginning of 2020. I knew I wanted to find a career that I was passionate about and where I could help others like I had been doing, but I wanted to be closer to my family. So I reached out to career services, and they guided me in the right direction.
So when you were getting out of the military, when you were transitioning, I know you went to graduate school, like you said, after you left, but as you were transitioning out, what were some of the concerns that you had about this next step in your life?
I guess my biggest concern about transitioning would be that I lacked experience. I was worried that I would end up in a career path that I wasn't passionate about as well. I knew I wanted to do something meaningful. And again, like I said, help others, which I'm proud to say that I am currently doing.
And then so when you finally decided after graduate school and working for the nonprofit and you wanted to reach out to career services, did you have any sort of expectations on how they could assist you, what resources they had for you, or any idea at all?
Mm-hmm. Some of my expectations were that career services would maybe help me with resume building, give me any advice or tips on interviewing, give me advice for networking with old grads and careers or companies that I was interested in, maybe help me find some mentors or other guidance. All these expectations turned out to be true.
Excellent. So then once you started working with Career Services, what is it about working with them that surprised you the most about the types of resources that were made available to you?
What surprised me the most was that Career Services team, they cared so much about placing me in a position or career path that was perfect for me.
And so then what would you say, having worked with them and then just interacting with other grads, what would you say was the most single most valuable piece of advice you received during transition?
The best piece of advice that I received during my transition was to reach out to as many people as possible, especially old grads, other service members. It's so important to network, especially with people at companies or in industries that you are interested in. So don't just apply blindly to jobs. 99% of the time, your resume is just going into a black hole. When you network, you can build connections, learn more about their specific role, and potentially receive referrals from within the company you're interested in, which definitely gives you a significant advantage.
So after all these positive interactions with Career Services and the recommendations and the training you got, which led to you being successful in your job search, would you as a grad recommend Career Services to other grads? And if so, what would be the overriding reason?
Of course. So I definitely would recommend Career Services to other grads because, again, they're so dedicated to making sure grads are successful in their job search. They're an excellent resource, so many connections. Without Career Services, I may not have known about the role at Index AR Solutions.
So let's talk a little bit about that role at Index AR Solutions. Could you go into a little bit more detail, perhaps, on how did you find the job there? Was it through networking? Was it through the job board? Obviously, you mentioned something a little bit about you might not have found it if it hadn't been Career Services. How did you get connected to this opportunity at Index AR?
I found the job I'm currently in because at the same time that I had reached out to Career Services, the CEO of Index AR Solutions, Dan Arzinski, had reached out to identify grads to hire. Career Services connected us. I spoke with Dan, learned more about the company. He referred me to the interview process, and the rest is history. And I just want to add that when you do reach out to Career Services, they are networked with top organizations, and you often speak to very senior level individuals, old grads with very impressive backgrounds like Dan. So the very first individual I did connect with was the CEO, which is pretty rare. So it's so important that you are professional, transparent. For example, if you do decide to go with another job offer, make sure to update any other companies you may also have offers from or in the middle of an interview process with. If you aren't professional, you could be burning bridges, not only for yourself, but for future West Pointers. You have a responsibility to represent West Point in the best way possible.
That's a great response. So now that you've had all this training, you've been into a job, you've worked with Career Services, do you feel confident that you now have the tools, you know, in your toolkit to successfully conduct a job search in the future, should you need to, you know, because we know in today's society, through forces outside of your control, could impact your career. Do you feel that you're confident that because of the training you received with Career Services, that you could do an effective and confident job search in the future?
I do feel very confident that I now have the tools to be successful in conducting a job search. I have peace of mind knowing that Career Services is always there for support. Their resources, training, and guidance proved to be invaluable in establishing confidence for future job searches. So I would definitely be less anxious about it.
And so in kind of wrapping this up a little bit, if you could give a single piece of advice to a graduate who will be transitioning from the military or perhaps is even already in civilian life or in grad school, and is going to be looking for a job in the future, what would be some advice you would give to those fellow graduates?
My single piece of advice would be similar to the advice that I had received. Network, contact West Point AOG Career Services as soon as possible when you're considering transitioning, the sooner the better. Attend Service Academy career conferences. There's so many great opportunities there. I also want to add that you should be grateful that you have this resource. West Point has one of the best, if not the best, network in the world. And do not take that for granted. Represent West Point in the most professional way possible. Again, be transparent and be respectful to employers and the people that you're connecting with.
Well, Hannah, I really want to thank you for giving up time from your busy schedule to join us today on this podcast. And do you have any final words that you'd like to give out to graduates, or if a graduate is out there is interested in communicating with you to pick your brain, so to say, can they contact you? And if so, how?
Yeah, so please reach out to me if you need any advice on working with West Point AOG Career Services. You can contact me on LinkedIn. I'm also willing to network, mentor any grads transitioning, or just speak with any grads that may be interested in Index AR solutions. We are hiring for technical writers who not only write, but they essentially act as project managers within the writing process. They're also producers, et cetera. We also have positions for project managers, relationship managers, et cetera. So again, please reach out if you want to learn more about us. There are incredible opportunities to wear so many different hats here and make a difference helping other people.
All right, Hannah. Well, I appreciate it. Once again, thank you for joining us on this podcast. And to everyone out there, if you're transitioning or you know another grad who's having troubles finding a new job opportunity, please have them reach out to the West Point Association of Graduates Career Services team. We're here to help you, and our services are free. Thank you.
We are happy to see our Career Services Department helping members of the Long Gray Line navigate life after the Academy. Since the Careers Program was launched in 2019, 483 alumni have pivoted to new jobs with the help of their services. We will continue to follow transitioning grads and their life journey, and please don't hesitate to contact the AOG for help with your next employment opportunity.
Hi, my name is Julia Ruddick, class of 07, and Director of Career Services at the West Point Association of Graduates. On Friday, June 25th, West Point AOG is offering our first ever industry-focused career fair from noon to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, featuring all things technology. If you're looking for a new job in technology or want to hire a grad, register for free today by visiting wpaogcareers.org or call our career services team at 845-446-1618. Sponsored by Tracer Franchising, this event is open to all grads and is a great opportunity to find or change to a new job, learn from experts in the tech space, and expand your network across the industry. See you at the fair.
Once again, we thank you for listening to the WPAOG podcast, which is available to stream online directly to your mobile device at any time, any place in the world. Just search WPAOG podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the show for new monthly episodes. Go Army!